Bill Cromwell back with you for the final hour of this week's edition of The Third Floor. Glad you're with me. We began the second hour with music I find to be quite hypnotic, mesmerizing, almost meditative. I'm referring to the madrigals of Carlo Gesualdo. Music from Bach now that has similar characteristics, to me anyway, but this time for solo instrument. Originally composed for cello, we're going to listen to Suite No. 5, but transcribed for double bass and performed by Edgar Meyer. And do stay with me for the featured work coming up in about, say, 23, 24 minutes. The Piano Concerto in F by George Gershwin. But first, music of Bach, and again his suite for solo cello, but played by Edgar Meyer on the double bass. Thank you.
Thank you.
Edgar Meyer playing the double bass there in music of J.S. Bach, his suite for solo cello number 5, but transcribed for double bass, and love that woody sound. It's fantastic. Time already for the featured work of this hour of the third floor. I love George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, but we're not going to hear that today. Instead, the featured work in this final hour will be the composer's Piano Concerto in F. It is, though, distinctly Gershwin, and a great treat and a fitting way to end this week's edition of The Third Floor. I hope you enjoy it. Eugene Ormandy leading the Philadelphia Orchestra with pianist Philippe Entremont. Philippe Entremont at the keyboard there with the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Ormandy. Music of George Gershwin and his piano concerto in F here on the third floor. Program today that exemplifies what the third floor is all about, and that's a classical mix unique to the airwaves. Every week, choral, vocal, and instrumental music for a three-hour journey that I hope you enjoy as much as I love bringing it to you. This week we heard from Haydn, Mozart, Bach, Gesualdo, Handel, Purcell, and Gershwin, among others, and great music all the way through. Visit the website, please, at classicalthirdfloor.org. That's three words with a .org at the end, classicalthirdfloor.org. You'll see pics of your host, along with bio info about said host and the program. You can click on a link to the Public Radio Exchange and pick from 160 archived programs to enjoy anytime, anywhere, for free. Take the third floor with you on a walk, on a drive, or on your smart speaker or stereo at home. At classicalthirdfloor.org, you'll also see a gallery featuring my special guests over the years, as well as the support button at the top of the page. You can also read the Mostly Weekly blog, and of course, the third floor has a presence on Facebook. The third floor is available for free to you and to stations across the country, but the program isn't produced without costs. I ask that you help me maintain the third floor and spread this great music that you enjoy all across the country. The Third Floor Radio Network is currently broadcast in many states in America, including Alaska, Florida, North Carolina, New York, New Mexico, Indiana, Oregon, California, and more. To become a friend of the Third Floor, please go to the website again, classicalthirdfloor.org, and help support the show. And while you're going all out to help your favorite classical radio program, The Third Floor, it never hurts to shoot an email to your local station to thank them for playing The Third Floor, or to ask a station to begin carrying the program if it's not yet on their schedule. Remind them that it's free on the Public Radio Exchange. The Third Floor is produced live each and every week at the studios of WRGG 93.7 Greencastle, Pennsylvania. Hope you can join me again next week for our shared listening experience. I'm Bill Cromwell. See you next time on The Third Floor.